Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Continuing on the subject of meeting the pious servants and friends of Allah Ta'ala. The practice of the first two Khalifa radiallahu ta'ala anhuma in this regard. Sayyidina Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that after the demise of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma said to one another, "Let us pay a visit to Ummu Ayman radiallahu ta'ala anha, as Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam visited her often." Note, Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has quoted the above hadith in Riyadh al-Salihin under the chapter concerning the association and affiliation with the pious people. Ummu Ayman radiallahu ta'ala anha was a pious sahabiya who used to tend to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his childhood. She was a slave girl and belonged to Abdullah, the father of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is highly recommended to visit the pious people of one's own town and to associate with them. Associate with the believer only. Sayyidina Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Associate with none except the believers and let only pious people partake of your meals." A note here is a person is influenced by the company he keeps. Thus, good company is emphasized. Similarly, the hadith encourages us to only invite pious people for a meal as they will utilize the energy constructively. A man is resurrected with those whom he loves. Sayyidina Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "A man will be resurrected with those whom he loves on the day of Qiyamah." Associating with pious people and developing the love for them is an extremely essential thing, as a person will be raised with those whom he loves. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum's joy knew no bounds when they heard this hadith, as their love for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was genuine, and this hadith implies that they would be resurrected with him as well. May Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah wa bihamdihi, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.